A weak gutted dog as a kid and a weak gutted dog as a person. They're pretty harsh words. This is unprecedented for mine. I have never seen a press conference like that. And there's a reason we don't see it, because you're not allowed to say what he said, quite simply. You know what? There's stories coming up of what happened 12 years ago in an under 12s game, or under 11s game in 2010, which involved Ricky Stewart's son and Jamin Salmon. I get that. I was a coach once myself. But they were 11 years of age.
Yeah.
And to come out and to do this, now that he's said this, he's brought in Salmon's family, who want an explanation of why. They said, we haven't seen Ricky for 12 years. What's going on?
Oh, right. Like,
how can you say this about our son? And I get both sides. I don't get Ricky Stewart's side. I really don't. I don't. He's a 55-year-old male who's coached over nearly 500 games. He's been in the game for so long. And if that was his son, how would he feel?
Yeah.
If someone said that about his son, there's no the NRL have no option. I'm afraid they've got no option. There's a precedent that has to be set. So what if a coach or a player goes out next weekend, and I want them deterred about saying something so bad about a person? And it's not because I'm a Penrith ex player. This was anybody. This is anyone. If anyone's saying, "Oh, you're biased," I'm not biased. I'm just putting myself in that situation of the Salmon family. If that was my son, and I would be filthy. I'd be knocking on his door the next day. Put it that way. I'd be saying, I think he's got to be suspended. I think for the first time ever in NRL history, a coach has to be suspended for his after-match comments about a player.
Well, he's not backing down, is he? He's been asked to, comment, and there's been no apology as of yet. He's very firm.
He's regretted regrets the comments, was it, MG? He stopped short of apology or correcting himself, but he said he shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
But that's not an apology.
Well, in that platform. He shouldn't have said it. He should have, if you wanted to say it, you ring him up and say it. You know, now the only thing that's probably going to stop legal action, which we don't want to see, but, I mean, he's been defamed.
Well,
he's been defamed. He's been, that's everyone saw that. All junior rugby league players saw exactly what Ricky Stewart said about this kid.